Oh, hello, Doctor. Yes, you asked me to make another appointment, so here I am. Do you mind if I sit down? Thank you. Yes, so you phoned me and told me that you really needed to see me about my test results, but well, I wasn't expecting to. Yes. Well, it was just a blood test. I believe we were testing for blood sugar and thyroid and anomalies. What kind of anomalies? I see. Well, that's terrible. What can I do? I don't want to be sick. Do I need to take a special medication? Is there a specialist I need to see? Oh, thank you. You can refer me. That's wonderful news. What do I need to do? Please, tell me what I need to sign. Oh, I see. Okay. So, you mean you'll do an examination here first, which will then be put with my referral to the specialist team? Okay, I understand. What do I need to do? Where do I need to? The examination table? Of course, doctor. Let me just take off my shoes. Full body examination? Oh, all right. No, doctor. I'm not shy. You're my doctor. You've been my doctor since I was a child. I've never seen anyone else. It's almost like you're part of the family now. No, it's fine. I wasn't expecting anybody to see me today, so That's right, of course, yes. You're a doctor, you've seen it all. Of course you have, of course you have. All right, I'll just draw the curtain, and I'll let you know when I have everything off. Okay, take this off and these. Oh, doctor, is there a gown I should be wearing? I can't find one back here. Oh, then what am I supposed to wrap up in? Isn't that a bit unusual? No, please, there's no need to put off the test. I don't mind not having the gown. I'll just sit here. It's not a problem. Yes, I'm ready for you now. Everything is off. I've folded it. It's on a chair. I underwear as well? If you say so, doctor. Oh. All right, there we go. That's everything, doctor. I'm ready now. Yes. Oh, that's very kind of you, doctor. Thank you. I suppose I must look quite different to when you used to examine me all those years ago. You'd like me to lie down, of course. On my back. Of course. Yes, doctor. Oh, I'm sorry. It's just habit, I guess. I didn't mean to cover myself. Where would it be best for me to put my hands? Really? Above my head. Oh, I see. To keep them away and not casting shadows on what you need to see, of course. Silly of me, doctor. That's fine. No, I'll put my arms up. There, see, is that better? Oh, What are those? Why do I need restraints? I see. Well, I'm not going to move if you need me to just keep my arms out of the way. I can't... Right. Involuntary reflexes. Really? Oh my goodness, well, I don't want to do that. No, if your last patient accidentally hit your glasses off, then I'm more than happy for you to use restraints. Yes, well, as you say, involuntary reflexes, they can't be controlled. I wouldn't want to hit you by accident. Please, tie my hands in place. No, I cannot lower my hands anymore, Doctor. Your glasses should be quite safe. No, your hands are just a little cold, that's all. Oh, is that more restraints for my ankles? I see. No, I understand. I wouldn't want to kick you by accident either. Of course, the restraints are fine. I understand. I must say, Doctor, I've never heard of a test like this before. No. What exactly is it you need to test? My internals? Well, surely that's done with a scan or something similar. Oh, I see. No, I am all for cost-cutting initiatives. We all know what's happening to the NHS right now. If it's quicker and more cost-effective for you to examine me here, then I am all for that. Please, go ahead. What do you need to test first? Skin responses. All right. What does that mean? Oh, is that a feather? How unusual. What are you going to do with that? Oh, that tickles. Oh, Doctor, please. Yes, I'm incredibly ticklish. Oh. Please, Doctor, please. Please, it's almost painful if you tickle me like this and I can't move to protect myself. I'm sorry. No, I think I understand why you need to restrain your patients when you do these tests. If not for the restraints around my ankles, I would have most certainly kicked you. I'm all right, yes. And now you need to test. What responses? I'm sorry, I don't know that word. Well, you're the doctor. What do you need to do? Yes, turn my head like this. Oh, Doctor, your lips against my throat, I'm sorry. I realize this must be incredibly inappropriate during an examination, but I hope you don't mind me telling you that this is a very pleasurable sensation for me. Oh, well, yes, my fiancé and I, we both very much enjoy kissing, and one of his favourite places to kiss me is the front and side of my neck. Oh, yes, both sides. Oh, yes, just as I said, this side too. Oh. Oh. Oh, doctor. I'm sorry. I feel like I'm turning this examination into something wrong and highly taboo, but I hope you're getting the information you need to complete these tests. What else do you need to know? Intimate stimulation. I'm not sure what you mean. And my breasts? Well, I'm not certain how I feel about that, and No, doctor, no, it's fine. Please don't undo the restraints. I'm being silly. Of course I am. You're my doctor. This doesn't mean anything. This isn't a prelude to something else. This is you looking after my health. This is you doing your absolute best to take care of me, just as you have since I was a little girl, right? Exactly. So, for me to tell you that you cannot continue your test, it's paramount to foolishness. Please, feel free to, squeeze my breasts. Oh. Pardon? Oh, I'm sorry. You need me to be silent. Well, it's incredibly difficult, Doctor, but I'll do my best. I'm sorry. No, I didn't mean to make so much noise. It's just... You pinched me. Oh, good. My nipples are reacting as they should to that kind of stimulation. Oh, wonderful. That's good news. What else do you need to test, Doctor? My genital area? Maybe it would be better if a nurse took care of this part of the examination? No, Doctor, I'm so sorry. I don't mean to doubt your ability and your professionalism. It's just, no, you're quite right. Of course you're right. Yes, I'm being silly. I am being quite foolish. In order to get consistent readings, it's important for the tests to be, yes, to be completed in one fell swoop by the same examiner. And that, in this case, is you. What do you need to do with my genitals? Natural lubrication and tightness. Forgive me, Doctor, I don't understand what these tests are supposed to prove. No, I don't. No, I don't have a medical degree. I haven't been training for the past 10 years, and my skill set does not include human biology. Yes, and yours does. Very well, Doctor. I'm sorry, I don't mean to doubt your ability. That's really not my intention. Please, do what you need. Doctor, what is that? inside me. You've put it inside me. Your finger? Yes, of course. I will be still and they'll be quiet. I understand that you need to concentrate. I'll do my best. I'm trying, but each time you add another finger, it makes it still harder to keep quiet. How many fingers do you have inside me right now? Three fingers. No, my fiancé has only ever used one. He was terribly afraid of hurting me. No. No, Doctor, quite the opposite. You're not hurting me at all. In fact, it feels incredibly good. I'm sorry. I know this is a proper medical examination and it is quite inappropriate for me to draw pleasure from it. I do apologise, Doctor. Please continue. I'll be quiet so you can concentrate. Fingers in and out like that is incredibly difficult. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry to disrupt your examination. I'm sorry. I'm trying. I don't know what else to do to help. A gag? Yes, thank you. I think that would help a great deal. Perhaps you could put your hand across my mouth? That way, at least any sound I make will be muffled. Would that work? Okay, Doctor. Okay. Yeah. I'm sorry, Doctor, I'm sorry, but it's impossible. I can't keep quiet while you're doing that. I can't possibly keep quiet while you're licking me. How is this part of the examination? I don't... Certain secretions have a certain taste. And this is more efficient than lab tests? Oh, of course, yes. The human tongue is able to discern all manner of tastes. It is a highly developed sense. Very well. You believe by licking at my clitoris you'll be able to best discern the nature of my problem? Okay, Doctor. Okay, please go ahead. I'll be as quiet as possible. Oh. Doctor, I'm so sorry. I'm so very sorry. I didn't mean to. I know, I'm sorry. I realized you were in the middle of an examination. I am so, so very sorry. That was incredibly inappropriate of me. Have I ruined your findings? Well, it seems to me that an orgasm would terribly disrupt the taste of whatever you're examining. Yes, it would change the taste entirely. I've ruined your findings, haven't I? My goodness, Doctor. Doctor, I'm so very sorry. I'm sorry. Oh, that's very kind of you, but I wouldn't want to waste your time. You've given me so much of your attention already, and you must have other patients to see to. Really? Oh, Doctor, that's so kind of you. That's so wonderful. You mean I can come back tomorrow? Oh, thank you, Doctor. Thank you so very much. Yes, okay. I will make an appointment at the front desk to come back in tomorrow and to repeat the examination. Yes. Hopefully by tomorrow I shall have better control over myself and my body so as to not disrupt your findings with an erroneous orgasm. I'm so terribly sorry, Doctor. All this hard work you've put in so far, completely wasted. But I promise, tomorrow when I come in again, I will be the perfect patient for you. You will not hear a sound out of me. I will be still. And I will not disrupt your findings with an erroneous orgasm. I promise you that. Well, it's the very least I can do to show my gratitude, Doctor. Like I said, I've known you for so many years of my life, and you treat me so very well. That's right, and I trust you. If you say I need these examinations to get to the cause of my problem, then I am more than happy to submit to them. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, thank you. Yes, I will put my clothes back on and head out to the front desk to make another appointment. Thank you, Doctor. Thank you so very, very much. Hopefully we'll have better luck tomorrow afternoon. All right, then. I will see you tomorrow.